Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've had a tough morning with this heat situation, but the NFL draft is a week away, and we'll head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop, hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kind enough to join us here this morning from CBS Sports HQ is Emory Hunt. Emory, good morning. Thank you for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Listen, Emory, I had you on the All Dolphins podcast. You are a tremendous hit on that show. So now I'm bringing you into WQAM Airwaves so that you can
expectations
educate this Dolphin fan base on this draft. You can find Emory's work at football. What is it, Emory?
Footballgameplan.com/2024draft guide.
Footballgameplan.com/2024draft guide. You can find him on Twitter at FBallGamePlan. And trust me, this is the most thorough analysis that you can find on the social media spaces. The Dolphins are looking for a offensive tackle, primarily a left tackle, that could potentially play guard in his first season, has the athleticism and mobility and footwork to play guard. Who do you think will be available at 21? And then if not at 21, who do you think will be the ideal fit at 55?
Well, maybe someone like Talese Fuaga could be available potentially out of Oregon State at pick 21. I know some people say he could potentially slide inside at guard, but we saw him dominate at defensive tackle. And the reason why people feel like he could, you know, slide in that guard is due to the fact that when he's facing longer arm defensive linemen, they have an opportunity to really get into his chest and set the edge. So that's not kind of what you want someone to be as a tackle, but you like the fact that he does a good job of getting out in front and meeting those guys at the point of attack and try to move guys off the spot. So that's somebody I could see potentially being there at 21. Maybe a Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, right tackle, 6'7", 322, large guy. Again, good core strength. Sometimes his hands are a little bit inconsistent. But down the line, you think, like, go back to a former Raging Cajun, Nathan Thomas out of Louisiana is another one that kind of on that same mold of what they had in Robert Hunt, who was a right tackle in college but kicked down inside, played some guard as a pro. I feel like Thomas could be of that same ilk as well.
How do you feel about Troy Fontenot from Washington? Do you think that he'll be there at 21, or do you see him as basically a top 15 selection?
I don't think he'll be there, and he's my number one tackle. And I feel like you leave him at tackle, even though he's 6'3", he has the requisite long arms that people, you know, look for. And the thing about him, Fontenot, what I loved about his game while grading him was the fact that when folks had the question about whether or not he's a tackle or, you know, a guard, and they're focusing solely on his height, not realizing you're watching him in the Pac-12 go up against Leiatu Latu, going up against Murphy, going up against the pass rushers from Oregon, going up against the pass rushers from USC and the Oregon State defensive line, Dorless, the interior lineman as well, coming out of Oregon. Is, you know, so we watched him play against elite-level talent, and you look at what he did against Texas. You know, you look at what he did against Michigan. So you're seeing him against top-tier pass rushers, so why not just leave him out there at tackle until he's proven otherwise? You see it work out for Rashawn Slater out there with the Chargers.
Yeah, we're also in need, desperate need, of some defensive tackle help, even though they've signed about a dozen guys who will be part of the training camp roster. But do you feel like the defensive tackle position, the Dolphins will be in position to be the first team to select one down there at 21? And if you were, had your pick of the litter in terms of Newton and Murphy and Sweat, who would your selection be?
Well, now you're talking about two separate, you know, defense tackles. You're looking for a nose tackle or a D tackle. Because nose tackle, Sweat would definitely be there, but you could probably wait to round, you know, another round to get Sweat. If you're looking for one of these quick defensive tackles, one of these guys that can really be a problem up front, and you kind of move around. I do like the versatility of Dwayne Carter out of Duke. I do feel like he could be a three technique, but also has some potential to play the five, which is kind of what you want in his Dolphins defense, because he can be an upfield penetrator. He also shows the strength to where he could hold his own at the point of attack. He could beat double teams, so he's kind of someone that you would really look for. If you want an explosive guy, I mean, Braden Fitz out of Florida State, just insane off the ball. And then just quickness and change of direction skills, his hand placement is where it needs to be. I know you brought up Murphy. Murphy, to me, is a good player. Reminds me a lot of what they produced a couple of years ago in Puna Ford, another undersized, quote-unquote, defensive tackle that's just been a really good pro. I love how strong he is at the point of attack as well. And you're right, they did sign a bunch of guys. And it's funny because the guys that they signed all kind of fit outside of Benito Jones, all sort of similar styles. Now, Tierre Tart is someone to keep an eye on because he's a really good football player, might be in line to start, to be honest. But everyone else kind of, they tell you where they kind of see the position. So they're looking for someone that's about 6'3", 300 pounds, and that's something that Dwayne Carter checks off immediately out of Duke.
Mm-hmm. You're here talking to Emory Hunt, or listening to Emory Hunt, CBS Sports HQ, also a Connor Allen analyst for College Football Games, and he's got his own draft guide, the owner of Football Game Plan. Receiver happens to be one of those positions where it's a glaring need, along with safety, for the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, this is supposedly one of the deepest receiver drafts in years, probably since that Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry class. Do you think who at 21 do you think will be there, where if he's still on the board, the Dolphins absolutely have to rush to the stage and turn in the card?
I would love to see them get Ladd McConkey, because I feel like he has inside-outside capability. He's explosive as all get out. He tracks the ball rather well. Reminds me a lot of what the Seahawks have in Tyler Lockett. You know, someone that's going to be a problem on these deep over routes. And when you combine his speed and explosiveness alongside a Tyreek Hill and a Jalen Waddle, it's just it's potential for points on the scoreboard in abundance. And it allows Ben to, if you really want, if you really like Braxton Berrios as a return specialist, it allows you to have him solely focused there while putting a guy like McConkey in a position to where he could have some success right away as a rookie. But I feel like McConkey would be exactly what they need because of he fits the profile of speed, explosiveness, ability to track the deep ball, and the ability to really get open quickly. So that's someone I think would be almost a perfect fit for Miami.
And you see him as a first rounder?
Here's what I say. If you got a team and is your job is banking on your team doing well, you can't worry about everybody else. Like, I'm going to take who I think the best player is. So if I think this dude can help my team, I'm taking him. Because when it's week 9 and we out there in the middle of the season and Ladd McConkey has like 5 receptions for 145 and you're like, man, that's great. But I wish we would have taking him like two rounds later. Like, nah, nobody's talking like that. Everybody's like, they glad he out there with that one, that 5 for 125, you know?
Emery, before we let you run here, I just want to ask you about the top of the draft. And I know, you know, everyone has a different, you know, mock draft at this moment with, you know, whether it's three quarterbacks, four quarterbacks. How do you rank these guys as at the top of the draft here? Do you have maybe one or two that stand out as the best ones?
I have Caleb Williams, obviously, as my number one QB. My number two is Jaden Daniels. Now, my 3, 4, and 5 are a little bit different than everybody else, because at 3, I love Spencer Rattler. So I would take him if I needed a quarterback. I would also roll the dice on a Jordan Travis. People act as if the guy lost his hips. He just broke an ankle. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it was gruesome, but this is someone that can still play the game. Now, he becomes a value pick for someone on day 3 because you kind of want to nurse him back to full strength, and he has the luxury of being you can use to stash him. But at 5, I do have Drake May. So if you're ranking those 5 and taking away number 3 and number 4, I feel like it's going to go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then Drake May.
Interesting. I like you threw those other two names in. It gives us a little something to think about here. Emery, I want to thank you for the time this morning. It's great to have you on. And, again, you can follow his work, footballgameplan.com, at FBallGamePlan on Twitter. Thank you, Emery, for the time. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. The draft is 1 week from tonight. How about that? And I know Joe will be back with us next week, and he's looking forward to that 21st pick, man. So a lot of stuff to chew over there.
Yeah, it's prime trade down territory. I annually do a beat writer's mock draft for Sam Farmer from the LA Times. It is something I've done for 10 years where every beat writer covering the team makes their selection. I got to admit, I can't tell you what happened. But I got to admit, when I saw my options, my immediate thought was time to trade down.
Well, we will find out in 1 week from tonight. Get back to our main story here today is the situation with the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler injuring his knee last night as Heat fall to the Sixers 105-104. That, again, is going to be the big story here in South Florida the rest of today here, and certainly going into Friday with the Heat and Bulls getting set to take place at the Kaseya Center. Season on the line for both those teams.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gotta laugh, man, because the Heat, man.
Laugh to keep
yourself
from crying.
I gotta tell you, I felt so crummy driving into work this morning when I saw that Shams, you know, MCL thing with Jimmy.
You saw it last night when you went to bed.
I did not.
You know,
I did not.
Hold on, you did not?
I did not. I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad.
Okay, so, wow, you saw it when you got up. Wow.
I did. Well, so you think remember I told you I had a dinner at the party at Benihana last night, so I was, needless to say, I was in a food coma. So I actually passed out pretty easily last night. Usually, yeah, I do stay up and I let this stuff kind of marinate for a while. But no, I was able to pass. I came out at 11. His tweets. I was
Like
I don't know, a few minutes before that. But
I was driving. I was listening to a Solana. And
yeah, I honestly didn't need a tweet from Shams to know that that situation probably wasn't going to be good.
Did you at least see the limp out of the stadium?
No, I saw it this morning too. It was very sad stuff.
Oh, so you went to bed and you thought maybe
Joe,
there was a chance.
Yeah, like Joe, who goes to bed at 6 o'clock, and wakes up at 1 a.m. to get here, early. But
hold on, you really went to bed and you thought that there's maybe a chance that he'd play Friday, huh?
No, I didn't.
You had 10% thought, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was going to be that bad, but I knew it wasn't going to be good. You could tell, because the problem was you could tell that he was just not a factor in the second half of that game. I think that was the most concerning part. But look, man, the Heat and the Bulls are going to go on Friday at the Kaseya Center. And
just like the Jordan and Mourning and Hardaway days.
very exciting.
Remember when they used to send Heat? You were probably too young for that.
Here you go. We got an update. This just came out from Shams. It says the expectation is Miami's Jimmy Butler will be out multiple weeks. Butler remarkably played the final three quarters since the 76ers last night with now what is feared to be an MCL injury. So there you go. So he ain't playing tomorrow. I think that's pretty safe to say, and we've been saying that all morning that was not going to happen. And then the Celtics series would start on Sunday. I can't imagine he would make it for the first couple of games. Omar, does he make it back at the tail end of that series? I don't know. Do the Heat even get to that series? I don't know. That is also a question mark now, because I think this Bulls game is more of a toss up with Jimmy not in the lineup here. So this is. Boy, what a devastating situation here for the Miami Heat and for this fan base who, we sat through that regular season and we bought it, man. We the whole we're going to save ourselves for the playoff. We're not going to kill ourselves in the regular season. We know what we're capable of doing, and it all kind of just goes into turns into a cloud of smoke here, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. And it's a real gut punch here for Heat fans this morning, and this one hurts. This one really stings, because I was looking forward to a run from this team, and I thought, if you were able to get past Philly last night, I thought the Knicks were a very beatable team, and then your road through the Eastern Conference playoffs was manageable. But a couple of texts here. We're gonna get to Dave High. He's gonna join us in a few minutes from now. This guy says, Hollywood, man, I feel sad for you. You sound like your dog died. Tough times, but at least we have this crappy Marlins team to cheer for. Yeah, the Marlins stink too. And he does say, I'll take the Panthers. The Panthers got a shot at a good run, so we have that going for us. But this Heat news, I mean, this again, just coming out from Shams within the last minute or so here, that sucks. But again, that was expected. That one, that tweet was expected. I kind of
couple weeks.
Thought
so
that
here,
was what we were looking
let
at.
Let me put on my doctor's degree from Holiday Inn.
Grade one sprain.
Couple of weeks means maybe they're going to see if the swelling subsides.
It says multiple weeks. I know. It doesn't say couple. It says multiple.
Okay, so multiple, couple, means, multiple. Multiple means more than two, I guess.
Multiple could mean 100 weeks. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it just means he's probably not playing in the next playoff series is what it probably means.
Yes, more than likely. But here's the thing. Does it mean corrective surgery? Because that is, or does it mean we're just going to rest it, see what happens, and then see if we can go, we have to go in and address something. So everybody should wish Jimmy the best. Difficult offseason for him. Not a great start to it, but Jimmy's offseason has officially begun.
Whew, man, it is tough to come to grips with that, man.
Now, Tyler
it
Hero.
It is tough to come to grips with that one.
Duncan, do you need Duncan? Do you need to wheel Duncan out there?
I don't know, man. He's got a back problem.
What about Terry?
Terry wasn't even there last night.
I know.
He's got a neck problem. I don't know.
I mean,
you're asking me questions I don't know the answers to, Omar.
But isn't this one game, when it came to the Dolphins, everybody was like, just wheel him out there. They're on one leg. Who cares? Just wheel them out there. Give yourself a chance. Aren't you in the exact same situation right now? You put. Trust me. I watched Jaylen Waddle not even be able to waddle on the field, and they stuck him out there for a football game, and people want to pretend like he was healthy. Cool.
Well, what are you suggesting, that they just roll Jimmy out there as a decoy?
No, not Jimmy. Rozier and Duncan. Oh, okay. Look, man, isn't this an all-hands-on-deck situation? Yeah. Isn't this an elimination game?
If they're healthy enough to go, they'll go. I'm not calling guys out for not playing.
No. Raheem had to be out there on one leg. Jalen Waddle had to be out there on one leg. Everybody had to go when it came to the Miami Dolphins. Shouldn't this be a situation where everybody has to go?
I agree that it's a situation that everyone has to go, but the guys that are healthy will go. And I imagine you're going to see another Tyler Hero 25-30 shot game. That would be my guess.
Volume.
As to what we are going to see in this next game. Now, if Terry doesn't play,
yeah,
you're very limited offensively.
I mean, you are limited offensively. Don't forget about Duncan. Terry and Duncan those are two guys who can put up 20 shots apiece.
Yes,
correct.
Missing Duncan. Duncan does not put up 20 shots, but
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying. He's an offensive
Without Jimmy on the court. Come on,
he's your best shooter.
Yeah,
Duncan Robinson. He spaces the floor. He helps you out.
Absolutely.
Bam Adebayo is gonna have to take more than 9 shots.
He's gonna have to
be more of a focal point offensively. I think that's obvious, right? But, you know, can you get contributions? Remember, that was the other thing in last year's playoff run that, you know, you can't overlook it. And as great as Jimmy Butler was, and he was, and you make the case he was the second best player in basketball in the postseason last year, right next to the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic, who ended up winning it all. The Heat got monster contributions from guys not named Jimmy Butler last year. Guys that went off and earned themselves some money. Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin had a monster playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You got contributions lot of different guys. And that is what it's going to have to look like here. It can't be Tyler Hero trying to score 40 points and you just pray that you get a little something extra. Guys are going to have to step up. Guys are going to have to step up here.
Jovic's
going
to have the ball.
Jovic, yeah, you're going to need something from Nikola Jovic in this game. He only played 14 minutes last night, 5 points, 5 rebounds. You had Kevin Love who chipped in with 10 points. Kevin Love can get hot. Jaime Jaquez Jr. had 15. He played really well last night. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle of all of this. But look, the Heat, you know, looked a little lost down the stretch of that game, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that Jimmy was out there, but he wasn't going to take the ball and try to do anything down the stretch of that game. So I think it was kind of a tough situation for Miami because, you know, Tyler Hero at that point feels like, hey, someone's got to do something. You know, someone's got to put some shots up because they had to match the firepower that that Philly was hitting them with. You know, it's interesting, Omar. Philly scored 22 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter. They had 39 points in the first half, which is pathetic for an NBA game. But then the problem is that they started to find their offensive game. They scored 30 in the third. They outscored the Heat by 7 in the third. And then they scored 36 in the fourth. So they had a big, big second half with 66 total points. The Heat scored 23 in the third and 30 in the fourth. Miami had a 14-point lead in this game, and I got to tell you, I've never been more confident as a Heat fan than I was in the first half of that game.
I was nervous.
I thought they were going to blow those dudes out.
I was nervous. I
saw 14. I thought, all right, let's get it to 20. Let's get it to 30, and let's go home, and let's be done with this thing. Let's go to New York.
That's because you were watching the game from Benihana on the phone. You didn't hear how nervous I was.
I was intoxicated by the hibachi fried rice.
Oh, man.
It was good food, but it was good stuff over there at Benihana. Yeah. But, yeah, you know what?
I'm a samurai
guy. It was a very sobering second half on my my way home and listening to Jax, and then I got to watch most of the third quarter and fourth quarter at home. And it's a very, very bizarre situation because, again, you felt like starting from the end of last season when you came up short in the finals and then going into October when the season started, and you're like, all right, we just got to get back to this place again. Play in, playoffs, whatever it is. And a lot of people said during the season that, you know, the Heat need to avoid this play-in tournament. And you know what? They did this to themselves. They probably could have won a handful of those, you know, crappy games that they lost during the season, but it didn't matter last year. That's the difference. Like, it didn't matter. Miami got in as an 8 seed last year and got all the way to the NBA Finals. The difference, though, now becomes you don't have Jimmy Butler anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, I would think, most likely be the death blow for this team, which is a sobering kind of reality that we have to to deal with here this
morning. Matter what the situation that we put ourselves in, it was going to be a death blow eventually. Now the question is, do you want to take a moral victory and win this game Friday, get to the 8th seed, and then get slaughtered by the Celtics, or do you just want to be put to sleep right now? And I'm pretty sure most Heat fans want to make it to Boston.
Well, if you don't want to make it to Boston, you're not a Heat fan. Who cares? Like, what are we talking about? A couple of picks in the draft difference? Like,
yeah, I mean, the Heat don't need their draft pick.
Through the draft type of team. Okay, like,
yeah,
they're not going to shut it down just because Jimmy's out. But this is not going to be an easy game, and there's a reason why it's a 2.5 point spread. It is not going to be an easy game.
I'm shocked. It's a spread in favor of the Miami Heat.
Yeah, no, they're at home. They should be favored.
They're trying to entice you to bet. They're trying to entice suckers like you.
No, what they're trying to do is that Kings game I told you.
Oh, it's the Kings game.
So Zion Williamson is out tomorrow as well. So now you got two big stars that are going to be out tomorrow. Great for business for, I guess, ESPN as the games. So you got no Zion and no Jimmy. Did you, by the way, see earlier this morning before the official Jimmy news came out that they had a promo for the Bulls game, Heat Bulls game, and it had Bam? As the guy on the promo instead of Jimmy,
I think they know how to make that audible really quickly.
They did make that audible very quickly.
Yeah,
but it changes everything here moving forward. But there's no question that I would like to roll the dice against Boston. We'll see. Maybe you get swept. Hell, you probably get swept.
You'll be lucky to win
you
one.
Probably do.
Let's be honest.
If Jimmy doesn't play in that entire series, you probably.
But Heat fans
will
want
to lose in four.
Heat
or five
fans
games.
And season ticket holders, they probably want that one home playoff game, that two home playoff games.
It'd be nice to get one or two from them, though.
Yeah,
just rattle them just a little bit. It'd be nice. But
without Jimmy,
that's obviously much easier said than done. All right, we're gonna take a pause. We'll come back. We'll read your texts here. As keep those coming in, 305-567-0560. We've been talking a lot of Heat here today. We'll jump back, you know, more into the football stuff tomorrow. Omar will be with us here tomorrow as well. Joe will be back next week. But we will definitely do more of the football stuff. We're 1 week away from the draft, in case anyone still cares today. I just feel like it's a Heat day, Omar, and the news just didn't get any better.
We got all week to obsess about
the
draft.
News did not get any better in the last few minutes here as the expectation, according to Shams, the expectation is Jimmy Butler will be out multiple weeks. I don't know how he played the rest of that game. That is a tough dude. But, it goes to show you that Jimmy can gut it out if need be. But a very, very unfortunate situation for the Heat. The Panthers, their playoffs are getting set to begin as well. So we'll see if things can at least go better on the ice than they did on the hardwood. We'll take a pause. We'll get to some of your texts as we wrap things up. Tobin and Leroy are in the on-deck circle. Hopefully they hit it better than the Marlins did yesterday.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Parkway traffic has you slow from the turnpike. Emergency cruiser at the scene blocking four left lanes. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Omar.
Dan Day's taking care of me. Give me some Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke tweets to us, by the way.
Uncle Luke watches sports talk all the time. Talks sports talk all the time.
Usually his stuff is, he says like a lot of mean stuff to us.
Coaches Edison High School football. He's
a big fan.
Listen, I'm a huge fan of Uncle Luke, and he's big in the sports community. I remember when my daughter was cheerleading for Pop Warner, Uncle Luke was like running the Liberty City Optimist teams. So people who think that he just hasn't been doing it, Uncle Luke's been in the sports community for probably about 3 decades.
All right, there you go. You got your music that you asked for here.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Dan.
Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day with you here on this Thursday morning. Tobin and Leroy are warming up on deck. I shouldn't have taken a shot at the Marlins, but it is hard to.
Are they really tanking the season? Is that?
No, they're not tanking.
Not yet.
They suck. There's a big difference. Dan, you went yesterday.
I was there yesterday.
You? Friends and family crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of camp kids.
I dig those, man. I
loved it.
I like the Marlins because, for me, like, again,
no
I don't care if they're good or not. It doesn't really make a difference because they are what they are. I say this and Joe goes nuts. I like going to the games and paying $3 on the app outside and just walking in and, you know, sit wherever you want. It kind of makes life easy for me.
I mean, zero traffic.
Yeah.
I park in the neighborhood for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't cost a lot, and it's no traffic.
You
out
park for free?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you park, man?
It's in the neighborhood.
Bro, he's not scared of no blocky.
Oh, I parked. Well, there's no blocky because there's not enough cars to blocky. But no, I parked at some guy's house who was like right outside the place. I parked in his lawn for like $10. So yeah.
I'm glad you're still supporting the community. I
do.
Think that's
Kenny
important.
Walker. So I was talking to Kenny before I went. And he's like, where are you going to park? I'm like, I don't know. I guess, you know, maybe the garage. I don't know. And he's like, support those people out there, man.
Absolutely.
And I said, you know what, Kenny? That's the right thing to do.
That is the right thing to do.
And I did. And not only that, we tailgated out there in this guy's lawn. It was great. We had a really good time. Took my son to a one of those like noon, 1 o'clock games.
May 3rd is the next noon game.
Yeah?
Let me know.
May 3rd. I might do that with you.
It's a Thursday.
Sounds like F1 week. I don't know, Dan. F1 takes up a lot of my mental energy here, so I don't know. F1 is around the corner, baby. You know how I feel about that event. I love F1, my favorite event.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, not really, but I mean, I would prefer to go to heat game, obviously.
But I've been once.
It's my favorite non-major sporting event. Is that fair?
It's kind of major, though.
Well, not. He's talking about like the Big Four,
about, like
big
the normal
five.
American sports.
Oh, okay,
it's my favorite out of the non-traditional sports.
Okay,
is that
so
better
just,
for you?
Just throwing non-American.
I love F1. I have a great time out there with my son. We love to go. I will tell you, if you are looking to go to the F1 event, the day to go is Friday, and I feel like I shouldn't say that out loud because
you shouldn't.
Friday is my day.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You should kind of keep that to yourself.
But Friday, man, there's very few people out there. A lot of people buy 3-day tickets, so they try to get rid of the Friday tickets real cheap.
Yeah.
So you can go for like $40-$50, and you get to see the cars. They drive, they do the practice, but they're out there full speed, and you get to see the cars, and the event is awesome. I mean, it's like tennis, but like it takes up the entire Hard Rock parking. Like it is enormous, the amount of stuff out there. It's a great event.
It's not going to be the week of the draft, so that means
no,
yes.
It's the 3rd, 4th, and or it's, I can tell you exactly when it is. Maybe 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's that Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
3rd, 4th, and 5th.
I enjoyed it the first week, the first year it was here. I didn't go the second season, but you know, maybe I'll still dip my toe in the water.
Quite an event. One of my favorites. Let's get to a couple of texts here before we wrap things up. Someone said the West Plan will be on TNT tomorrow. All right, thank you for that. Is our game on ESPN? I got to tell you, man, just to go back to an earlier tweet from Dave, who was ripping the halftime show, I wouldn't at gunpoint watch the ESPN halftime show. I think it is so just absolutely atrocious. To hear Stephen A. Smith rambling about the Knicks or whatever it is, they just do a bad job. And then, like, it sucks because you put on TNT, and I watched that thing the other night. I watched the pregame, the halftime. I watched as much of that as I can possibly
watch. They stay on for, like, 3 hours afterwards to watch it.
They're so fun, man. They had so Kenny Smith goes back to the big board, you know, the screen or whatever, and he's like, they're only getting three guys back on defense. They're only getting three. And you can see there's four guys back. And so, you know, Shaq and Charles, they're you know, busting his chops over, you know, he doesn't know how to count.
Yeah.
They come back with a video of the count from Sesame Street. Like, it's just like, that show is so fun to watch.
Yes, it is.
And It's great. Richie, man, Richie is out there at the stadium. I know he works out there at the stadium. How's it looking, Richie? I'm getting ready, man. I am very excited for F1. Again, if you haven't been, and I am not a car racing guy.
Mm-hmm. You just think
I am not a car racing guy. Those cars are truly incredible. They really are something to watch.
There's so many things and different events from the first year I went where
there's a lot of stuff to do out there. It's a full day.
Yeah.
It is a full
Tom
day.
Tom Garfinkel is an event specialist. So if you have not been to the Miami Open or you have not been to the F1 race, and I'm sure he's probably trying to add more to the dossier of Ross' portfolio of sporting events, they do everything first class there.
They do. They really do, man. They kept the tennis around, which is great, and this F1 thing is it's quite a spectacle if you get a chance to get out there again. You know, I like Friday. Saturday is cool too. Saturday is the qualifying day, so you get a practice and a qualifying. I've actually never been to the race itself on Sunday. I usually just watch the race on TV. It is a somewhat difficult spectator sport in that you do sit at a small slither of the track.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like NASCAR where you can sit up high and you can watch the
entire
thing.
Yeah, but you got good TV angles.
You do, yeah.
And then you can wear those the headphones where you can listen to.
Oh, you're a headphone guy?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
They have TVs and they have the speakers. They have the commentary on, so you don't need that.
No. But you could hear. You could wear the headphones and you could hear the pit guys. You hear the pit crews.
That's at NASCAR. I don't know if that's at F1.
No?
That's a NASCAR thing that you're thinking of, I think.
Damn.
But you do need earplugs. If you are going out to F1, please bring earplugs because them things are loud.
Mm-hmm.
They are loud. But, man, that's just about going to do it for us here. Man, I hope tomorrow we can come in a little better spirits because today was a gut punch like none other. And if you are just getting up or you are just tuning in, the news on Jimmy Butler is not good. As Shams coming out this morning, and his direct quote is, "The expectation is Miami's Jimmy Butler will be out multiple weeks," sources said. Butler remarkably played the final three quarters against the 76ers last night with what is now feared to be an MCL injury.
Okay. Sprain, tear, injury makes me a little bit concerned.
Yeah, it probably, Omar, I'm going to be honest with you, it's probably irrelevant at this point because I would imagine he's going to miss the next playoff series should the Heat get there. We'll talk about that more tomorrow on the show. If the Heat can even get past this game, we'll have Heat and Bulls tomorrow, so it should be fun. Oh man, they brought Vlad in today.
Well, yeah.
Why did they bring Vlad? I don't want to
because Marco's
see Vlad.
Doing a promotional event.
But we were supposed to play the Knicks in the first round. We were supposed to beat them in five, and now we have Vlad to deal with.
Yeah,
that's disheartening. And Vlad's got a big, you know what, eating grin on his face right now. He's clapping in there. What do you wear?
He's wearing a Heat shirt too. He's like mocking us.
Yeah, Vlad. Why are you throwing it in our face?
He is wearing a Heat shirt. He's mocking us.
Yeah, wait till Jalen Brunson comes back down to earth, my friend. He's
God!
Is that a Heat culture shirt?
Yeah. Now he's
waving. Would you bring that in to burn it this morning, Vlad? Like, are you really gonna rub it in our face here? How could they schedule Vlad on this day? I would have called him and said, you know what, you got to stay home. No Knicks fans on the airwaves this morning. All right, that's going to do it for us here today. We'll be back with you tomorrow for Dan Day, Omar Kelly. I'm Hollywood. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Tobin and Leroy coming up next here on QAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.